Vayisa Einov, Pasich Choftes, in Mikates, Mem Gimel Choftes, Vayisa Einov, and he picked up his eyes of Yaris Ben Yomin, he saw Ben Yomin, Achiv, his brother Ben Emo, the son of his Ben Emo, the son of his mother of Yomer, Hazeh, Achich Makotim, is this your younger brother, Asher Amartim Eli, that you spoke to me? Vayomer Lehim, Vayomar, and he said, Lehim, God, Yachnecha Beni, should give you chain. Yachnecha chain. Rachamim. Hashem should give you rachamim. Now, why did he say that? Why did he do that? Why did he say that to him? Is there a reason? Sure it is. Look in Rashi. Elohim Yachnecha Beni. B'shar Shavatim Shomano Chanino. All the other Shavatim, the other brothers, all the other ten, heard Chanino. That they heard that already. Ubin Yomin Adailo no late. He was not yet born. When Yaakov said about his children to Esav, he says, Ashechonan Elohim es Avdechom, that God gave your servant me, he's talking to Esav, Yaakov he's talking, he gave me chain, charm and loving kindness, and therefore all these children were introduced with chain. Ubin Yomin Adailo no lad. When the Esav showed up to threaten Yaakov, he was not born yet. L'kach baruch Yosef b'chanino. Yosef is blessing him with chanino. And who is Yosef to bless? Yosef is a Navi, you know. So he gave him a blessing. Now that is Shvi'i. We're ending our shir here. But let me tell you something first. We have to tell you a little important fact. L'avdecha Avinu, it says in Gemara, and Sota Yud Gimel, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Vdima Nikra Yosef, Atzmos Bechayov, why was Yosef called bones in his own life? Neshlo Micha Bekovadov, he did not prevent the dishonor of his father, he did not stop them diminishing the covet of their father. Dekaamri Le Avdecha Avinu, when they said to him, Avdecha, your servant, our father, he's not standing there, Yaakov, he's not your servant. He didn't say anything to them. He didn't stop them. And where was Yosef called bones in his life? Doesn't it say at the end of Ayichi, Shomar, Valisem, Es Atzmosai, Mizeh, get my bones out of here? When you go out of Mitzrayim, many years from now, take my bones with you. And that means that the Rikovon Habosor, the flesh, must have disintegrated because it was only bones. This is not nice for tzaddikim to turn into bones. You should have said, he should have said to them, Vahalisem Osi, you should take me out of here. Why do you say my bones? Therefore, he hinted to his own self that he'd turn into bones and not stay his body in integral body, like all tzaddikim don't rot. Like Yaakov says, Minosasani mi Mitzrayim, carry me out of Egypt, all of me, my bones, my flesh. But Yosef said, Malisim is Otsmosai Mizeh. And how did he know that? He's going to be bones? I don't know. But because of that, he heard his father called Avdecha, he was punished. Now, some say it's another reason, like we told you a minute ago, 10 years was taken off his life because he heard the word Avdecha Avinu five times, and the Melech translated five times, and he understood Hebrew perfectly. It was 10 years, it was taken off, 5 and 5 is 10. So instead of living 120, he lived 110. And all the brothers, every single one of them, lived equal or greater. No one lived less than Yosef. And also, Rabbanus, authority, shortens your life, Chazal say. About Chanukah. Let's talk a little bit about Chanukah. We know, we told you that Chanukah, Miketz is the Chanukah parasha because of... Pharaoh had the Chanukah dream. He dreamt about the weak and the skinny swallowing the fat and the big and the heavy. Isn't that what happened in Chanukah? Rabbi Miyad Matim and Chaloshim Miyad Togborim about Chaloshim. And also about the 2025 Tevos letters, words in Miketz, only Parsha in the Torah that has at the end of it a little mark, the Gonim made a little mark, a little sign that has 2025 words in Miketz, the only Seder in the Torah that has the amount of words counted, to remind us that Chanukah is a mitzvah of ner every night. Minimum is one ner. Ner is 250. 8 times 250 is 2,000, and it starts on the 25th. Day of Kislev. That's 2025. And we told you, I think a few days ago, that the 25th word of the Torah is R, and that means it's a hint to Remes to Hanukkah. We also told you that from the first letter of the Torah, Bereishis, Beis, to Reish, R of the 25th word, there's 141 letters. And 141 comes out to Zach Gematria, Chaf, Hey, Kislev. And also we told you the Miloy of the letter Shemen Zayis Zoch comes out exactly, Lamed Vav Ner Hanukkah. And let's tell you one thing about the what the Maya Beis HaSheva says on Hanukkah. It says here a very interesting thing, that the first night of Hanukkah, if you have a Maya and you look in the back under Hanukkah, it says that on the first night of Hanukkah you say Aneros Halalu. How do you say Aneros Halalu plural on the first night? And on the second night, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth night, how do you say, Lahadlik Ner, Shulchanukah? Shouldn't it be Neros? And he asks another question about what was the Iker Nes? What was the Iker Nes of Hanukkah? Was it the Pach HaShemen, or was it the Milchoma? So the first question, Lahadlik Ner, Shulchanukah, means every night of Hanukkah, even the eighth night, you only have to light one. You can make a bracha on one. The Iker Mitzvah is one. Ner ish ubeso, Hidur mitzvah is to light everyone in the house should light one. And the mahadrin, min mahadrin is everybody in the house increases every night more. One, and then two, and then three, and then four, and then five, and then six, and then seven, and eight. And also that answers the question of halik ner, even on the second night. And also haneros halola means everybody, even on the first night, is doing this. And they rose halolu anachnu malikim. And then the Mayan asked the question: Tana Rabban on mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beis. So the mitzvah Chanukah is in there one light minimum. Ish means the balabos ubeis for his whole family. A mahadrin ner lechol echav echad. Everyone gets one light. Mahadrin min a mahadrin, and that's how the halacha is. Veshamer omrim yom rishon madlik shmono. Veshamer says on the first night we love like eight. Mekan ve'elich posa v'holech, on every other night after that, we diminish. We go from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, Beis Hillel says just the opposite. Yom Rishon Madlik Achas, the first day we light one. Mekan ve'elich, then as days increase, most of v'holech, you increase and continue on increasing. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4. So the Mayan says, we do not find anywhere that the Gemara or Chazal, or Tanoim, and Amoroim, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, or Tanoim, and right after that, the two Amoroim discuss why Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said what they said. Why does one go up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One goes down, Beis Shammai goes down. The Amoroim are discussing what the Tanoim, why they did this. The Mayan says, we don't find Hilchos and Dinim, Be'of and Kiyum, Hidur Mitzvah, no other place. Because I thought Hidur, I mean, doesn't everyone think Hidur is Toloi, Badatur, Shol, Echad, Vechad? Everyone decides how much I'm going to spend for an Esrig, or how beautiful I'm going to make the Chanukah menorah, or the Shabbos, or the Yontif, or how beautiful Sefer Torah or Tefillin. Hidur mitzvah is up to you. You cannot dictate that. Ooh, that's the kasha. How to make more beautiful the mitzvahs. This is a chiddush shenechleku eshame beis hillel ba'ofen hahidur in the area of hidur, and the amoraim discuss the reasons why the hidur yishlo matzina kazeh b'shum mokum. We don't find that any other place. So it looks like, says the mayim, that the hidur must be a chelik from the etzem mitzvah, from the basic fundamental mitzvah. That means to do the chiyuv hamitzvah kipshuto with one candle, that's all you need. Gam yesh mokum l'kai mitzvah yisera. There's an opportunity to do more. Neiros. That's another concept. B'kiyah mitzvah zu nechlegu atanoim and v'amuroim. They were disputing the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, these two tanoim, and the amuroim that later on discussed why Beis Shammai Beis Hillel says this. We have to clarify that. Tzarech biyur, says the Mayim. Says Mechanek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did two nisim. One, he saved us from the Greeks, because he put Gemur biyad chaloshim, like the Alan Nisim says, and then another nes, a pach Hashemen. When the Yivanim went in, they moved time of the whole Heichel and the Chashmonoim. When they overpowered them, they only found one pach echod. It was munach, lying, without being shaken, no ketumas heset, and they were lying there under the floorboards, and they had enough only to light one night, and it lit for 8 nights. So, hine ikr mitzvah ner chanukah nikva al sham, al shem nes pach Hashemen. Doesn't that what it says in the Gemara? Shabbos Chof Aleph? Doesn't it say that? Shabbos Chof Aleph on the days? My Chanukah? Doesn't say my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? No, we know what Chanukah is about. My, why do we choose this one over the other one? We have these two Nisim, the Nisim of Pach Hashemen and the Nes of Nitzachon Bamilchama. My, why do we choose this one over that one? That's what he's questioning. Why do you have this one, not that one? So Gemara chose Pach Hashemen is Iker. Now comes the Bumbakasha. If Pach Hashemen is Iker, so why don't you mention a word about it in Alanisim? They didn't. It's not a word in the whole Alanisim that they was a nace with the Pach Hashemen. At the end it says Veliku Neiris B'Chasmas Kodshecha, but it's not a word about the nace of the Pach Hashemen. And in Haneris Halolo Anachnu Malikim, when you light the menorah, there's not a word about the Pach Hashemen. Says the Mayan, we want to explain it to you. Look at this Gaonis, look at this Niflo'os HaTorah. I'm going to tell you now the insights into this. He says that the Ner Rishon every night, that's for the Pach Hashemen. And every additional light, candle or oil, that is for the Milchama. The Hidur Mitzvah is Al Nitzachon Do Milchama. That's the other lights. The Iker Mitzvah, is the Pach Hashemen. That's the one light. Because every night of the Hanukkah, all you have to light is one. And that's the minimum. If you don't have any more, sure we do a Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. But if you're poor and you have no money, you could say a bracha on one every night, just one. And everything more than that, Aneiros Halalu, these extra lights. That's for the Hidur Mitzvah of Nitzachon Do Milchama. This is very interesting. That's what he says here. He says, "Alahodos al hanisim and the flaws of tshuvos shel mechama tiktu chacham la hodo obetfilo k'mavur benusach al hanisim v'lo nisko shom klal hanesh nasa behalokas hamenora omnom omru chacham shebeshasa hodo al neis hashemen yesh aleinu lasos gam hidur lahoros al hanisim v'al in the flaws shatzilon akadosh baruch mitachas yedei elu shegazru kisvu lechem the goyim the Greeks made a gezeira against us. You have to write on a big banner, al keren ashar, on the horns of a steer. What do you have to write? We are atheists. She'ein lochem. You do not have chelik in the Klei Yisrael. We don't have a chelik in the Klei Yisrael. Oh, but Jews did, and they were forced to do that. By hidur shall riboy haneros, the hidur mitzvah, that you like more than the minimum, hu l'shem hodo'o. Al nisei Hashem b'hinatzochon al ha'yivonim. We overpowered them, killed them, and destroyed them, so we wouldn't have to do these terrible gezeros. Shenachnu m'ram. That's why we're marbe b'neiros. We're marbe b'neiros, and we say al anisim, all about the milchama of the war. You don't have to talk about the Pach Hashem, and look what you have in the window. You have a menorah. It's advertising enough. But how are you going to advertise that there was another nace? Who knows about that? Ah, that's the extra lights. Haneris Halolo, these extra lights. That's what you say in Alanisim. Haneris Halolo, these extra lights. That's for the Mechama Nitzachon. That's what it says in Alanisim. L'or ze yuvan ma'ashe b'nusach Haneris Halolo, she'omrim b'shas ha'lokas neris chanukah, lo nizkar nace pach Hashemen. Shaneiros loshen rabim hamor al neiros hayyahidur onu madlikim al nisim shalso ayidei kohanecho hakadoshim v'gam belayel rishon omrim haneiros halolo loshen rabim. Why hakavana al ribo haneiros shel neir lechol echad ve'echad? Everybody in the house is lighting one, or all Jews around the world are lighting that light, one light that night. Oh, the warriors, the Kohanim, Shalokhamu Belchomo, that is what the Neir's extra lights are demonstrating. That's correct. Next piece, and then there's three pieces here. I learned with you the first. I'm learning with you now the third, the last one. Amar Rav Huna, Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna HaRogel B'Neir, he who has the habit of using a neir every night, Havayin Labonim Tamid Chachomim, he'll have children that are Tamid Chachomim, Hazor B'Mezuzah, he who is very careful with putting up a mezuzah, the right parshas and the right position on the doorpost, and with the right mitzvah, with the right kavana, with the right bracha, and they written by the proper sofer in the proper way. Anyone who's zohir, careful with mezuzah, zohir ledira noah, have a beautiful home. Azor b'tzitzis, you are very careful with your tzitzis that they're made l'shma, and the right shear, the size, and you don't walk around without it. Zohir letalus noah, you're going to have a beautiful garment, beautiful clothes. Azor b'kiddush, you're very careful to make kiddush with the best wine at the right time. And b'kovadik, with not a coat, coast that's not pogum. Azor b'kiddush, on Shabbos and Yontif, it's the kiddush hayom. On the Kiddush Hayom, Zochin and Mamali Garbi Yayin, you'll have loads of barrels of wine. Now the Mayan asks the question. We see a lot of Talmid Chachamim and Tzaddikim who are poor. They don't have beautiful houses. They're not Zochin and Dira No'ah. We see beautiful Tzaddikim and holy people. They're not Zochin and Talus No'ah. They don't have beautiful clothes. Some of them have tatters. Azor B'Kiddush, you're very careful with Kiddush. You're going to have barrels and barrels of wine? Boisai, we're talking about Loshon Chachomim Bechido. They're talking in a code language, Boisai. You see, it doesn't work. Hine aneinu ro'o sheyeshlam kama v'kama mecheinu b'nei Yisrael. Hazehirim v'mezuzu v'tzitzu v'kiddush hayom. V'heim aniyim, they're poor. Mehudim, destitute. Mishon, they don't have a sleep, a mishon or mishon. They don't have a cane to walk on or a bed to lay on. Know what you're talking about, Boisai. You know what you're talking about? You're talking about your position and your status and your level in Gan Eden. She'ikar haftochas chazal koyal diro no'o lo'olam habo. Ooh, so diro means your level in olam habo. Your talis means the respect and the covet you get in olam habo, because you know when a rav puts on his clothes, yeah, I mean, if he comes out of a mikveh, you don't know if he's a rov, a dayan, a posuk, a gadol, puts on his clothes. A fireman puts on his clothes. A doctor puts on his, you know, how doctors dress in the hospital. You know he's a doctor. And a policeman puts on his uniform, and a soldier puts on his uniform. And a kohen cannot do the avodah without his begodim. That shows your status. So, that means you will have a beautiful dira. That means you're going to have a high level in olam haba, because that's supposed to beautify your house, right? You're going to have a dira in all. Azor b'tzitzis, zochel etalus no. You're going to have great respect in olam haba. Azor b'kiddush, you're going to know the sodas haTorah, because yayin is gematria 70, and sod is 70. Garbe yayin, you're going to know the sodas haTorah. This, you know, wine and intoxicating drinks are called spirits. You're going to be on a very high level of spirits. You're going to be intoxicated with the sodas and the secrets and of Torah, of the Chochmas HaNistar. And now, what are we about Bonim? There's no Bonim in Olam Habo. There's no male and female or young and old in Olam Habo. All the Neshamas are neuter. Bonim means you're going to have Olam Habo right here. Because if you're Zochem, if you learn by Harogu B'Neir, Havayin L'Bonim, Tamid Chachomim, you can have Me'ein Olam Haba right here. That's exactly what Tamid, children that are Tamid Chachom, give you. Hari Meskala L'Foneinu Shehano'o, Shezochi L'Roz Nachas Mibonim, Tamid Chachom, Hi Me'ein Olam Haba. Vazochi L'Bonim G'doli Torah, Yesh L'Kvar Tam Gan Eden, more than Olam Haba. You can have the highest form of Olam Haba called Gan Eden. Now we only have one little question left, Rabbi Yisai. Om Rav Hun, oh, Harogel B'Neir, Havayin Lebonim, Tamid Chachomim. Bonim? What about yourself? Don't you think you ought to be don't you think you ought to be a Tamid Chachom? Answer is, Avada, you're a Tamid Chachom. You Rogel B'Neir every night, what do you think you're doing? That's why you are a Tamid Chachom. That goes without saying. And what about, that doesn't mean Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. It means every night of your life. That's why it says harogil. You do it all the time. Every night of your life you're learning by a light. You're learning Torah at night. But hazohir b'zuzam, you're careful. One time, you put them in zuzam. You don't look at it for the next 20 years. Hazohir b'tzitzis, you bind the tzitzis. You wrap the strings. And you get the right towels. Fine, you're done. Over, finished. You put it on. That's it. You made it tzitzis once. Hazohir b'kiddush, you make kiddush once a week. Or once, three times a year on yontif. But you don't do it every day. But ne'er, every single night you're learning Torah. Ooh, that's why it says by ne'er harogil. But the other thing is only hazohir. You're careful to do those things correctly. Once. Now I want to tell you something. This is here in the Mayon because of Chanukah. Chanukah is 8 nights. If you're careful with the Chanukah lights, you're going to have children that are Talmidei Chacham who can paskin. Do you know that a Talmid Chacham and a Posek has to know the difference between 8 different things? Between Kosher and Pasul, Mutter and Isr, Zakai and Chayim, Tomei and Tor. Ooh, this is from the Ben Yehoyodo. If you are Zohar with Chanukah lights, which is 8, that's why it's in the brought in the Mayan here by Chanukah, a rogil and air. And besides every night of the year, you also rogil be Chanukah lights, which is 8. You're going to have a child of Talmud Chokhan more than a Stam Alamdin, because the Talmud Chokhan can be a posek who can make a decision between kosher and pusel, mutter and usser, zakei v'chayim, tomi v'tohar. And what about Shabbos? Ooh, why are you going to have it if you're Zohar with the Ner Shabbos, making nights and beautiful and the right oil and the Shabbos, you know? What does that have to do with the Bonim? Sure, Shabbos are 2 lights, minimum. You can have more, but you have to have minimum of 2. You're going, you know what 2 has to do with? Why doesn't it say, Omrav Huna Harogel Bener Havilei Ben Tamad Chochem? No, Bonim, you're going to have 2 or more children, Tamid Chachamim, because Shabbos lights are 2 or more. Oh, so we understand everything now about this little piece here of in Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel on the base. And then there's another piece in the Mayan, but I can't tell you right now. Maybe next time, maybe mostly Shabbos, where it says in Shabbos Chav Aleph, Beishame Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Shemono Mikan Veilich Poches V'cholech. One talks about the destiny of the Jewish people, where we're going to. One talks about historical remembrance of Chanukah, where we were. He commemorates him. You know there were 8 days and then 7? He looks at it as history. And that's Beishil looks at it as destiny. We're reliving it right this minute. Maybe we're living it again. One night, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow night. Doesn't it say in Haggadah, Ki Iluhu Yotzeh Mimitzrayim? You have to relive Pesach night as if you're reliving in a time capsule 3,000 years ago? Like you're going out of Mitzrayim? Maybe every Yontif should be like that. Your destiny. You relive your destiny. Anyhow, that's for another time. Rabbi Saib, this is your Magid Shir, Yossi Schwab. Thank you very much for listening. Have a lichtig a Chanukah and a freilich a Shabbos. And if you want to call me and ask me anything about this year, you can call my number in Muncie, 845-354-1065. Have a good Shabbos and a good Chanukah.